Thanks, Ryan Burrow. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Okay, Frank Ingraffia is in the studio. He is, his title is Director of Real Estate and General Counsel at Tony's Fresh Market, but he started out as Tony's son, and now he knows everything. Tony, Frank, welcome to the Biz Lunch.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, I got so many questions for you about Tony's Fresh Market, and you guys are 15 stores now, right?
Correct, 15 stores.
Started in the late 70s?
1979, Fullerton and Central Park was our first store, and we actually still own and operate that location today.
And 15 now, what is their geographical footprint, or how does that work?
Like we were talking about before we start off in the city. You know, that's kind of where we grew up, tailored towards a heavy Hispanic population as well as international. And then as time went on, it was just strategic acquisitions, you know, with the Dominick's going under, picked up a few stores.
Is
there.
Is that right? Yeah.
And then just trying to see what makes sense. I mean, we like to tailor our business towards, let's say, families, more blue collar, more international, heavy emphasis on perishable. You know, so these are some of the things that we offer, so we try to tailor our offering towards our clientele and vice versa.
And Tony, your dad was an immigrant?
Correct.
His partner was an immigrant, right?
Correct, yes.
Both from Italy?
Both from Italy. My uncle, Dominic, came here when he was in his 20s after spending some time in the military in Italy. And then my dad came here at a young age and sort of worked his way up. Groceries, basically all he knew. You know, that was his starting job. Dropped out of high school at 14 years old. Working his way up. At 19 years old, the store he was working for, the owner approached him. He was a manager at that time. He said, "Hey, Tony, you know, we're going under. Do you have any interest in purchasing the store?" You know, 19-year-old kid, he's thinking, "Yeah, it sounds great. I'll take the offer. Not sure how I'm going to pay for it, but right. I'll take the offer." And so then that's when he contacted my uncle and said, "Hey, Zio," which is, you know, uncle in Italian,
right.
"I got this opportunity to buy a store. What do you think?" And my uncle had an entrepreneurial mindset, although he never was in the grocery business, farming background back in Italy, and they said, "Yeah, let's do it."
And so, and that was the late 70s, and then you come along, and tell me what it's like growing up in the business. I mean, it's sort of like, I know you grew up in the restaurant business, you're always working behind the kitchen and things like that. What was it like for you growing up?
For me growing up, it's like, grocery is not something that a lot of young kids would say, "Oh man, I can't wait to be a grocer when I grow up."
I was a bagger when I was in high school.
And that was more common then than it is now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as common. I would say, "Oh, I'm going to be in the grocery business when I grow up." But when you're in the business and you see it all around you, it's kind of in your blood. You know, the communication from my dad, my uncle was never, "You have to go into this business." It's, the business is there. If you want to go into it, great. You know, we'd be proud and happy to have you. But if you don't and you want to go do something else, no pressure. But from my standpoint, no other field really crossed my mind ever. It was always like, this is the family business. It brings me great pride to be able to continue what these guys have built for the past 40 years. And there's also a competitive aspect to it that says, okay, you guys got to here, and that's incredible. Let's see
moving
what
along.
We can get to the next generation.
So you said something about the sense of pride. I like to ask people about their favorite moments. So when it comes to this business for you, what is it that brings you the most joy? What's your favorite part of it?
It's continuing on what's been built. I mean, the previous generation, they established a certain standard when it comes to work ethic, especially. I hear it, and I've always heard it my whole life, is that you got to put your time in, you got to be around. You can't just, you don't manage from behind a desk and say, "Oh, it's going to be on autopilot." It's being there on the front lines, putting your time in and grinding it out. So from my standpoint, and I speak for the rest of my generation, because we've got a lot of family that still works in the business, that's my generation, it's saying, okay, you guys did this, and that's great. I'm going to match that and hopefully try to exceed that, you know?
You mentioned Dominick's selling out or closing down or things like that. It seems to me that at this point, we have a greater variety of grocery store opportunities or options than we've ever had in my lifetime. Am I right about that or wrong?
Absolutely, and Chicago, from what I hear from all the vendors, manufacturers, going out, you know, to trade shows around the country, Chicago is a very strong, independent grocer.
I was going to say, and yet you still have big boys you have to compete against.
Correct.
How do you do that?
Your competitive advantage is always going to be perishables and stuff that's a little bit more labor intensive. Previously, we were talking about meat departments.
Right.
We're one of the few operations that still has service meat and butchers in store. Well, it's a little bit more difficult to do that. It's harder to find these butchers, but it's a value added. A customer says, "Wow, this meat has got to be fresh. It was cut 3 hours ago versus a national or regional that might say, let's just cryovac everything, we'll bring it in ready to go, and we'll just put it out and be done with it.
A lot of the bigger stores now are doing prepackaged meals, or, you know, you can go in there and it's almost like a restaurant in some areas.
Absolutely.
Are you able to do that? Do you want to do that? Do you
to
do
an
that?
Extent, I mean, convenience is the king right now. Everyone's looking for what's the easiest, fastest option to feed them or their families. So we've done some of that, not to the extent of meal kits, because economically, I think it's a little cost prohibitive to go meal kits.
Well, I don't know that they've worked out. I mean, they've been trying a variety of ways.
Yeah, there were some major acquisitions when you're talking a few hundred million dollars, you know, sunk into some of these companies, and I don't think they have panned out. But what I will say is with prepared foods and hot foods, that's been a big growth driver in our business the past few years.
Oh, so you've been doing that too?
Absolutely, with hot bars and salad bars and grab-and-go type of items. I mean, To survive in this business or any business, you got to be on trend.
Well, Tony's Fresh Market is a Wintrust community leader. And tell me how Wintrust works with you, or how partnerships with the bank helps foster your growth.
Absolutely. I mean, the partnership with Wintrust has been great so far. It's nice that they're local and we're local, so we have that in common. And then dealing with the Wintrust versus, you know, a massive international bank, you have that community feel, that community relationship where it's you can go and talk to an individual versus just being a name and a number.
Frank Ingraffia from Tony's Fresh Market. It was great to meet you. I wish you continued success.
Likewise. Thank you.
Come back, check in a little bit later.
Will do. Appreciate
it. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.